President Trump says he might cut funding to the World Health Organization. He calls it too China-centric and says the WHO has criticized his policies in the U.S. Well, the U.S. is the largest donor to the WHO, as it is to other international institutions. So why does China have so much influence in these organizations? NPR's Michelle Kellerman takes a look.
China has made a show of its aid to countries hard hit by the pandemic, although the U.S. remains the top international donor, the administration believes. America doesn't get enough credit for that. And President Trump is particularly angry with the WHO.
You know, we fund it, and they seem to be, you know, I said recently in social media, I said they seem to be very China-centric.
Trump is now threatening, as he puts it, a very powerful hold on that assistance. Jeremy Canondike of the Center for Global Development worked in the Obama administration and pushed for reforms at the WHO for its failings during the Ebola outbreak.
This administration has not used the multilateral system as a tool for advancing U.S. priorities in the way that other ones have. And so when we leave a vacuum there, it does open up space for others to fill.
China has been trying to increase its influence, not just at the WHO, but across the UN system for years. That has accelerated while the Trump administration focused on criticizing multilateral institutions, according to Richard Gowan of the International Crisis Group.
Chinese diplomats work assiduously in the UN's more obscure development committees and human rights committees, slowly building up influence and using their financial muscle with poorer countries, while Washington is often just missing in action around the UN system.
Speaking via Skype, Gowan points to the paralysis in the UN Security Council, too, as the U.S. tries to get the UN to pin the blame on China for the pandemic, and China bristles at the criticism.
You know, the U.S. has not been focusing on what the UN can do to contain COVID-19. It's been focusing on how to score some political points against Beijing at a pretty desperate time.
Gowan says for now, UN officials have to be cautious with Beijing. Canondike, who also spoke via Skype, says that's the nature of multilateral institutions like the World Health Organization. All member states have a voice.
So if WHO's member states decide they want WHO to apply a much more take-no-prisoners approach to calling out every deficiency in public health practice in its member states, well, they're not only going to be calling out China.
He says they'll be calling out the U.S. and others, too. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.